This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Construction and Power Women Investing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That is exactly correct, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
Yeah, and Fred, there's a lot of activity around us today, isn't there?
I don't know what you're talking about, Jeff. There was activity a couple of days ago at Reed Park.
What happened to Reed Park a couple of days ago?
Well, Cox has their Movies in the Park program going.
Oh, yeah.
And The Princess Bride just played on Friday, but they have a lot more
outrageous
movies coming up.
Isn't that what he says?
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
So those movies are coming up.
Inconceivable, Fred. That could be the word of the day.
Actually, it's not inconceivable that you would screw something up like that.
You know, today is also Blue Star Museum's Day, as we've talked about for the last couple of weeks. So folks that are in the military, National Guard, Reserve, all of their families, today, Sunday, they get discounts at the Arizona History Museum, Arizona State Museum, MOCA, Postal History Museum, Presidio San Agustin del Tucson, the Mini Time Machine Museum of Miniatures, Tohonochul, etc. Fun, fun, fun stuff going on at all the museums. And, of course, this first segment in our little weekly calendar is brought to us by our friends at Tucson Happenings. Dave and Carrie over Tucson Happenings are doing it so you all out there know what's going on in Southern Arizona.
TucsonHappenings.com, right?
TucsonHappenings.com. That is correct.
So, let's see. There isn't a lot of stuff on for us to talk about on our personal calendar.
What? Well, let's see. You know, our cousin Michelle's getting married next month. That'll be good.
Oh, is that next month?
Yeah, isn't that next month? Isn't that in September?
Should I buy him some cigars? Would they like that?
Oh, yeah. Michelle would love cigars, Fred. That would be the perfect wedding gift,
you know,
perfect cousin.
A bottle of tequila and a box of cigars. I don't know how you can go wrong with
now,
that.
Now, Dave might like that, but I don't know about Michelle.
I don't think Dave smokes.
Well, then he wouldn't like that either.
Well,
so is this like you buying...
This is what I call a Homer gift.
Your girlfriend a bowling ball because you like to bowl and you want her to take a bowling? Because that's a true Homer gift.
No, it's not that I want
Homer
her...
Homer gave Marge a bowling ball.
Yeah, it's not that I want her to pick up bowling. I want her to say, I don't bowl. Why don't you take the ball? That's how that works.
Oh.
That's
I
how
get
that
it.
Works.
I get it. What other cool things are going on here
summer,
in Southern Arizona?
Summer in the city is still going on strong.
Still?
Through the
still?
End of the month. Through the
Holy
end of the month.
Holy mackerel.
So go to TucsonSummer.com.
That's
and
like the best $5 investment anyone could have ever made.
And actually, I think at this point, towards the end of the campaign, some of the cards are being just handed out. If
really?
You go to different events downtown or in 4th Avenue or University Main Gate, you might just get a card.
That's cool.
But, yeah, there's discounts all along the 4-mile choo-choo track line and down the Golden Mile, which is Broadway from downtown to about Country Club.
Now, do you know if La Cocina Restaurant is along that Golden Mile? They're downtown.
Yeah, they're in...
They're on North Court.
Yeah, they're in the beautiful...
Downtown District.
No, I'm trying to think of it. Old Town Artisans.
Old Town Artisans. Well, they've got the Tucson Plant Swap happening right now. So you can go down there right this minute till 1 o'clock, and you can collectively share your knowledge on seeds, fertilizer, which is what Fred and I do, soil, and arid plants. Good times. Head on down to La Cocina. Huh? Right now, if you're in your car, make a left-hand turn if it's the other way. Go over to La Cocina. Space Wars at the Gaslight Theater. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Princess and the Pea at the Live Theater Workshop. Mike and the Funky Bunch tonight at La Cocina. So if you're hanging around talking plants and fertilizer, or as we like to refer to it, poo, then you should absolutely hang out for Mike and the Funky Bunch.
Is that it?
No, there's comedy for charity at 2 o'clock today, too, at the Fox Theater. That's good times.
What comedians are going to be there?
Let's see. They're going to have headlining. Well, let's see. Jeff Cirillico blends his perfected art of juggling with friendly audience interaction and tons of zany energy. That'll be good times at the Fox.
Yeah. The one thing I do want to mention is our friend of the show, Dr. Julian Ackerley.
Hello, Dr. Julian Ackerley.
He is recruiting for the Tucson, Arizona Boys Course, going to various middle schools.
Oh, so the 8th graders have gotten the boot, and now they're recruiting more. How old do you have to be to start in the Tucson, Arizona Boys Course?
I think, let's see, I don't know.
But like you had two children that went through that.
Yeah, no, junior high level. Junior high level.
Interesting. All right,
so
very fun.
If you have a child who might be interested in singing all over the world, then call the Tucson, Arizona Boys Course office. Make sure that Dr. Ackerley is coming to your school, your son's school.
And they could do a little audition.
You
could
do a little audition.
Maybe out the hallway.
Yep.
A little tap dance. That'd be fun.
Exactly. No tap dancing.
A little roping.
So that's all I really got.
That's all you got? All right,
well,
folks.
At the moment.
Tons and tons of stuff going on out there. And you probably all know that the Tucson Audubon Society is having their big festival right now. And we happen to be right in the middle of it. So stick around.
I think we're actually like on the side. They shoved us over into...
We're in the west corner.
Yeah. The
southwest corner.
Yeah, they originally put us in an abandoned diner.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
Because I think they were going to start serving in an hour. But
no, that place was dead.
Was it dead?
It was condemned by the food, by the health department.
I don't think so. All right, so folks, we got lots of fun, lots more fun. So stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show. I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. This bit of The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Unicom Graphics, Steel Door, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of The Fred and Jeff Show.
This is The Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And Jeffrey, you actually mentioned at the bottom of the hour.
No, it wasn't the bottom of the hour.
The last segment.
Yes.
The bottom of the last segment.
Yes, the end of the last segment, yes.
So we're over at...
The River Park Inn. The beautiful River Park Inn here on Cushing and I-10.
Yeah.
West of I-10.
Right.
In the sprawling metropolis of downtown Tucson.
Okay.
And what are we doing?
I don't know.
We're here.
I was asked to set things up. And
we're here at the Tucson Audubon Festival.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
How many birds have you seen lately?
Are we talking birds? Define the word bird, Fred, because there's a lot of pretty women rolling around here, but I'm sure that's not what you're talking about.
Well, that's the British use of the word bird.
Yes, it is.
But we're not in the United Kingdom.
I have seen no birds today.
I saw a stuffed bird.
But a lot
bird.
Of pretty
there's
helpful
bird.
Women.
There's a stuffed bird.
Oh, but there's a... That what is that, a crane? What is that thing over there? There you go. See, I know my bird.
The one bird.
That's the only bird that's here.
Well, there's a stuffed owl over there. There's a
I
toucan.
I didn't see the owl.
I think there's a koala, maybe. No, it's a
oh,
jackrabbit.
Oh, I see. Those are... But, Fred, those are...
Hummingbird?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of hummingbirds. So, well, and so, but we're
this
joined
looks like
today...
a cardinal right there. Is that a cardinal? See? That's why we're here, Jeff.
Yes, Fred. Thank you so much.
Because we don't know our birds.
And who are we here with in this
fine
segment?
Watch this.
Here we go.
Bete Jones.
Bete.
Bete Jones.
Bete Jones.
Yeah, well, Jeff didn't even try it.
But that's not my job to try it. It's your job to screw it up first.
All right.
So, Pete, tell us how the how's this festival rolling along?
Rolling along great.
Folks, I called her Pete because earlier you were telling us that people just butcher your first name all the time.
Yep.
And it's spelled like Pete, but with a B.
That's right.
There you go. So what's your role
Bete.
Here?
Bete. I'll remember that.
Bete. Fred will not forget that.
You never know in 5 minutes.
It could be gone. So what's your role down here with the festival?
I am the festival coordinator.
What does the festival coordinator do?
So she has to know. Everything. You have to know the name of the birds, right?
Yeah.
So do you have to know the name of all the birds?
No.
Okay. See, that's it's good that that's not a prerequisite.
No.
Because that would be a difficult one.
That would.
So where are you from?
I'm from back east.
Where back east?
New Hampshire, Massachusetts area.
Really?
Yes.
And how'd you find your way to Tucson?
Very slowly.
Yeah, this isn't one of those stories where I graduated from college, I got in the truck to check out the West Coast, and my truck broke down in Pima County, and here I am.
Not so much, no.
Okay.
Yep.
So you followed a guy to Tucson, and he left, and you're still here.
Yeah.
Because you fell in love with the Sonoran Desert.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. And how'd you get connected with the Tucson Audubon Society?
I applied for a job, and they gave it to me.
Wow. This is the greatest interview we've ever had. So do you have a background in birding?
No.
You just love the wildlife of the Sonoran Desert?
I have a master's degree from the University of Washington in marine resource management.
Because there's a huge
water
supply here.
You know, at one point, Fred, when he was a city councilman, was working on the Sonoran Aquarium. Is that right, Fred?
I forget what we call it, but it was an aquarium that was linking ourselves to the Baja area.
Yes. I spent 8 years living in Mexico, in the Gulf of California.
How was that?
It was good. And then I came here.
And so you came here to Tucson. You work for the Tucson Audubon Society.
Yes. I am their outreach manager.
What does an outreach manager do?
I reach out into the community and try to tell people how amazing our organization is and really educate people about the tremendous amount of wildlife that we have in our region and encourage them to come out and get outside and check it out. Yep.
So you're perfect for our show because we're always telling folks that we live in the most biodiverse place in the world, the Sonoran Desert, more biodiverse than anywhere else in the world. And you can actually put some credence in that, what we tell folks. These folks, we're not always lying to you here on the Fred and Jeff Show. So aren't there 15 types of hummingbirds that are going to be rolling around out here in the Southwest?
There are 15 types of hummingbirds that you can potentially see within a 100-mile radius of Tucson this time of year.
I want to know, where's the press release that you are digging all this information out?
Me?
You don't know that. You were told that like 10 minutes ago, right?
No. Fred, if you go back to the Fred Jeff Show archives, when we had Joaquin Ruiz on our show, and by the way, folks, Joaquin's going to be in the show next week. We're going to the Mirror Lab. Joaquin was the one that said that we live in the most biodiverse place in the world.
You believe that guy?
I love Joaquin. Matter of fact, he's one of my idols. And if he's listening, he still owes me $20. But the key is there are tons of hummingbirds around here, and I thought it was 15.
It is 15.
And it's 15. And what else do we have here in the Sonoran Desert you can't see practically anywhere else? Tons of stuff.
Tons of stuff. Lots of different species of snakes and urban wildlife like you've never seen any other place. Bobcats walking through your neighborhood and javelina.
Yeah.
We had a competition yesterday, the Sky Island Birding Cup, and we had a couple of teams that participated, and you can see up to 200 species of birds in a 24-hour period if you really put your mind to it.
And 200 species?
Yep.
So back up a second. The Sky Island Birding Cup.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It is the opening event to the Tucson Bird and Wildlife Festival, which is where we are right now. And, teams can compete for, it's a big day, a 24-hour period where teams go out and try to see as many birds as they can see. And this area is amazing because of the habitat diversity that we have from the desert floor all the way up to the Sky Islands. And so they go day and night and get owls and
So do they have to take
birds.
A picture of the bird to prove that they saw it? Or they just write it
no,
in
No, they
little...
just, yeah, they write it. They record it.
And it's all on the honor system?
Yep.
Yeah, because Jeff would be sitting in front of a computer screen.
I would win this thing every year. I bet you I could get 400 birds next year when I enter this contest. Are there cash prizes?
No.
Oh, I'm not interested.
So,
okay. Well, it still sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
It's a prestige kind of thing.
Okay, I'm back in. So all these people are just doing this from southern Arizona, or do you have folks from all over the world coming in?
We have folks from all over the world coming in this weekend. We have people who are registered from 4 different countries, 27 different states, and we actually have 187 zip codes that are out of Arizona.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Who's coming here? Who's the furthest?
Out of the
traveling
Tucson
the farthest?
There is somebody here from this. One of our sponsors is actually from based in South Africa.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to ask you. Audubon in Southern Arizona, and you guys, what was the genesis of starting this festival? Because this is the fifth year.
This is the fifth year.
Okay. Yep. Why did you guys start this festival? What was the whole idea behind it?
We started this festival to showcase our region's unique watchable wildlife and to highlight the local economic impact that birding and nature tourism has on Southeast Arizona.
So this isn't just a one weekend event. What you guys are doing is you're highlighting how birding and checking out all of the natural wonders in Southern Arizona is a year-round economic stimulus to our community.
Exactly. Yes, we want to promote our community's valuable natural assets, our birds and the wildlife and the places they live and they thrive. That they are actually the foundation of a $1.4 billion
wow.
statewide economic impact.
That's fabulous.
Yep.
Fabulous.
Yep.
When you go out and do your community outreach, do you go to schools? Do you go to Rotary clubs? What do you typically do to kind of sing the praises of the Tucson Audubon Society?
Yeah, we do a lot of, we partner with a lot of organizations like the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum and the Tucson Botanical Gardens and, try to get the collective word out about what we're up to and how unique this area is. And we are working in a few different schools and with different aged youth to try to get youth outdoors and exploring and really develop an appreciation and a knowledge of nature and this area.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Kids these days, they're all
phones. Yeah, my unfavorite word is Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Everybody wants to know, is there Wi-Fi here? And whenever
that's the question
says,
you always ask.
I used to ask
that's
that
like
question.
That's the first words out of your mouth.
I always used to ask that question, but now being connected to Wi-Fi means I'm not connected to the people around me. So yeah, so Wi-Fi is kind of a nasty word in our language right now. Especially we've got an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old, and we're always trying to get them outside. And this sounds great. So how can folks get involved? So here we're at the end of this festival. You guys are planning on doing another one next year because this one's been a rip-roaring success.
That's right.
And how can folks get involved during the course of the year if you guys don't have the resources to go to their school or if you guys, how do folks find you guys, I guess is my question.
In many different ways. We have a membership of about 2,000 people, and so we are constantly working with them to get them out birding, and we offer a series of free field trips every month that anyone can come in and participate in, and
no
go
kidding.
Out to all the really, unique habitats in the area to look for birds. And
well, let me ask you a little bit more about that. So you guys are offering free birding clinics every month.
Field trips. We call them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so how do folks get the information about those field trips?
On our website, the TucsonAudubon.org. Okay. Is a good place to go, and we also have a quarterly magazine that's called the Vermilion Flycatcher, which is, by the way, that's what that bird is.
That's the bird in your logo.
Yes, that is our logo.
The Vermilion Flycatcher.
Yes.
All right.
And so we have a quarterly magazine that we put out, and it has a lot of information about not only what our different programs are, but also just conservation issues that are surrounding protecting bird habitats and populations.
Now, is there any birds in this part of the world, Southern Arizona, that are endangered or that we're nervous that we're not treating well?
There are a number of different species, yes. And part of the important work that we do here is we're really focused on trying to create more habitat for birds. We have a restoration ecology program and also an urban ecology program where we're working with people to make their yards a birding hotspot by planting native trees and making their yard more bird friendly to just increase the urban habitat that we're so easily destroying without thinking. And so just letting people know that even your yard can be a birding hotspot and can be in a very important place for populations of migrating birds to even be able to pass through and land in your tree and have that be something that's significant for them on their journey.
Oh, that's fun. Now, how do folks get more information about that? Urban hotspots, urban... Because that sounds like something that everyone would want to try to get involved in.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So we try to... that is a thread throughout many of the different programs that we do, and so more information you can get on our website at TucsonAudubon.org, and also by calling. We have a nature shop on University and Fifth Avenue that has, it's, you know, if you ever want high-end optics, you know, binoculars or scopes, that's the place to go in Tucson. We have bird feeders and feed and all kinds of, you know, bird related.
Now you guys are in the historic Y building.
Yeah, we're in the historic Y building, yeah. So that is a good place to go. Our volunteers that work in that shop are very knowledgeable about birding in all in Southeast Arizona, and we have a huge library that's open to the public and also books that we sell that, you know, are a good resource for all of these things.
Yeah. Okay, so when you first came to work for the Tucson Audubon Society, what was your number one aha moment? I didn't know that.
That was over 4 years ago. You're testing my my memory.
There had to have been something that really kind of blew you away that the Tucson Audubon Society either taught you or you saw or you met somebody that was doing something really cool. And so for me right now, my really cool aha moment with you is this neighborhood backyard hotspot. I mean, it's brilliant. People can do small things in their backyard to get to attract all these migratory birds and local birds to come that they can watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the funnest things that we see in our backyard are when the cardinals come through.
Right.
The kids go crazy when those cardinals come through. It's awesome.
Yep.
So there are actual things that you can do to try to entice those birds to come to your backyard.
Yep, by planting native trees and shrubs and...
cigars and tequila.
And it all works together.
They like that too.
Yeah.
See, I knew it.
Fred, the nectar of the gods. Well, cool. Thanks for coming down and spending some time with us.
You're welcome.
Congratulations on a wildly successful program.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're looking forward to next year's. Yeah, it was awesome. I think everyone had a great time. And the weather couldn't have been nicer for you.
Nice and hot.
Yeah,
that's
nice
how we like it here.
There you go.
That is the best time of year.
It is.
Best time, best weather.
All right, Fred, so we got to take a break. It's the bottom of the hour. Yeah. Folks, stick around. We have lots more from the Tucson Audubon Society right here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Ronstadt Insurance, and Casa de la Luz Hospice.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
That's right.
So you didn't sound very loud there.
No, I said that's right. But you know why I didn't sound that loud? Because I grabbed a copy of the Tucson Bird and Wildlife Festival program, and right here on page one, the headline is, Why Go Birding in Arizona in August?
Because it's the best temperature time of the year.
Unlike most of the United States, the desert southwest is highly influenced by late summer monsoon. That's our fifth season. From late July through September, moisture-laden air streams up from the south, bringing frequent and often intense rains to the largely parched Sonoran Desert.
Aww.
And that's the rain that stimulates plant growth, and the plants are what bring the birds. Very cool. It's awesome. I mean...
So we should say that we are broadcasting from the Tucson Audubon Society... What is this?
Festival.
The festival.
This is the fifth annual...
Bird and Wildlife Festival.
Festival, yeah.
So, and we were talking to Beta right? No.
Bate Jones.
I already gave the disclaimer that after 5 minutes, I'm not responsible.
Bate Jones. The outreach coordinator for the Tucson Audubon Society.
We were talking about that. And now we have with us Karen Fogus, who is the executive director of the Tucson Audubon Society.
Welcome, Karen.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thanks. Congratulations on your event.
Yes. Isn't this wonderful?
It's awesome. Yeah. Whose idea was this?
Unfortunately, not mine.
Oh, thanks for being honest.
I've only been here a few months.
Oh, where are you from?
I moved here from South Dakota and originally from the Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest, South Dakota. And did you come to Tucson specifically for this job?
I did. And because I love this area.
Welcome to Tucson.
Thank you.
How are we treating you so far?
Oh, awesome. Couldn't be better.
Had you been to Tucson before
you
took the job?
So yes.
You knew a little bit about what it was like down
mm-hmm,
here?
Mm-hmm.
And were you affiliated with the Audubon Society back where you were from before? In the
no,
Dakotas?
Where I was from, there wasn't a chapter, an Audubon chapter.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's kind of shocking.
Isn't it, though?
Yes. It is kind of shocking.
It is.
It would seem like it would be prerequisite to have an Audubon Society in every community.
One would hope.
Well, but I mean, in the Northwest, you would expect that. I mean, the wildlife.
Absolutely in the Northwest.
And the Dakotas as well, though.
Well, now there's actually a field office in North Dakota. And they're doing some work in South Dakota as well. But as far as a chapter where volunteers can get involved and they do a lot of the types of activities that we do, that doesn't exist there. So
okay, so
Before we get any further, and we should have talked about this a little bit earlier, but we were saving this question for you. What is the mission of the Audubon Society? I know it's a trick question.
Well, it's not that it's a trick question. Tell us what your mission is for the Tucson chapter of the Audubon Society.
I'm not going to quote this very well, but I'm going to tell you that our mission is to connect people with birds and the natural habitat that they live in and get them to engage and care about that. And that is really what we are about.
Would it be too far of a stretch to say that it's not just the birds? It's always the surroundings that the birds live in? Because one of the parts earlier that Bete was talking about that I'm just so excited about was having these backyard hotspots to attract these migratory birds or any local birds so that you can see them just by looking out your window.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be okay for me to tell folks that the Tucson Audubon Society is really trying to get our community to embrace not only the birds but their habitats?
Absolutely. Obviously, birds and other wildlife can't live without that particular habitat. For us, birds are kind of the pinnacle, but we are absolutely concerned with the habitat, both in our inner city areas and externally in the desert itself. So, yeah, absolutely.
And you guys have got a long list of folks that are lined up to support you. I mean, just for example, as I was looking through your program, your two keynote speakers, you had two unbelievable gentlemen speak. One of them was Rick Wright, who actually wrote the field guide on birds of Arizona. So you've got you're in some pretty stellar company here at your festival with these folks who have come in to help people take advantage and enjoy birding.
And learn about it and engage. I think one of the really beautiful things about people who love birds and birders in general, they want to share what they do. And they want to share the beauty of the birds. And so most people are eager to be able to get out and share that knowledge. Rick's going to lead trips. Actually, both gentlemen have led trips for us during this festival. And so not only do they go and take care of the education piece, but they also get people out into the field and help them to see the birds and experience them live.
Okay, so I don't remember if we talked with Bete about this in the first segment, but I know we talked about it off the air. You guys had as many participants at your festival that you had volunteers that could take them out into the field and help them see as many birds as possible, correct?
Yes. During the festival, we offer field trips, and we go all over Southeast Arizona and take people out to see birds that if you're coming from a different area, that you that are new to you and you wouldn't see anywhere else. And within 24 hours of when we put those trips online, they are typically sold out and completely full.
Okay, and so you, and maybe Karen, you and I were talking about this before the show, actually, where you said that you were positive that you could double the number of field trips that you guys do, but you lack one critical resource, and that is?
Leaders.
Now, how does someone become a leader to do that?
Well, typically the people that lead our trips, many of them, most of them, are professional trip leaders. And so for a living, they take people out and enjoy different places of the world. And so they know what they're doing. They know where to find the birds, and they can take them out. I think that especially when you're on a paid field trip, you really want to be assured that you're going to find what you're looking for. And finding the people who can connect to those areas and help them go see what they've signed up to see is probably the main criteria, and but the professionals know how to do that.
It seems like it would be a little tricky to guarantee you're going to
see
certain birds.
Well, there's no guarantee, but they really heighten your opportunity.
And you've got folks that are coming back who are seeing hundreds of different species in one day. That's incredible. Okay, so here's my question. Here's the ultimate question. As a guy walking around in Tucson, or driving my car from point A to point B, picking my kids up from school, or go grocery shopping, if I paid attention on an average August day, how many different species of birds could I see? I mean, what's the low number and what's the high number?
It would really vary. It varies on time of year. For example, right now we've got some migrating species that come through that are going to perhaps heighten that number. I was sitting in my backyard last night and the nighthawks were just filling the sky.
Wow.
But they'll be gone here soon. So the bad answer is it just depends.
Well, how about this? Could I see as many as 10 different species driving from point A to point B if I was paying attention?
You sure could.
Could I see maybe 15? Maybe 20? Okay, so let's say 15 on a good day. How many other communities in the United States, on an average day, could you see 15 different species of birds if you're paying attention?
It depends on where you are in the country.
Okay.
Some places are very wealthy in terms of what they have for birds, and it does absolutely depend on the season.
But I guess the point I'm trying to make is living in Tucson, that is one of the byproducts of our wonderful community, is just paying attention and seeing some amazing things out there, specifically birds,
right,
that we wouldn't get to see anywhere else in the country.
Right. It's incredibly diverse here, which is one of the advantages for people coming to Southeast Arizona. And one of the things that drew me to this area is it's very apparent coming into Tucson that people value natural space.
Absolutely.
And you don't see many lawns and all of that stuff, all of which is very encouraging to nature.
Well, we know water is a precious resource here.
Well, it is. It is. But I think it's also efforts to preserve and maintain and restore areas that may be susceptible to some of that loss. And that's part of the features of Tucson that really make it special. Now, that's placed in a particular area of the country in this hemisphere that is just incredibly rich in terms of the biodiversity, especially birds that come through and live in this area. So I think that efforts like ours to get people to think about what they have are so exciting because we live in such a rich area.
Right, and we appreciate that. And we appreciate what you guys are doing. I mean, you guys are really helping everybody, whether they're school-grade kids or retired folks, go out there and find amazing things that, is, if you just open your eyes and pay attention, they're right in front of you.
They are.
And to enjoy them.
Yeah.
So thanks, Karen, for what you guys do.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we have to take a break, folks. We'll be back with more, one more segment. Stick around because it's going to be a good one. More here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony's Cigar Emporium, Power Women Investing, and Mayfield Florist.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we are sitting over here at the River Park Inn and enjoying the last vestiges of the Tucson Audubon Society's Bird Fest and Wildlife Festival.
And Fred, I just want to interrupt. At 1 o'clock today, folks, 1 o'clock, they're having a seminar. It's called Make Your Yard a Birding Hotspot. It would be well worth your while to take, well, I don't know, how long would that talk be?
An hour.
An hour talk.
Mm-hmm.
And is it open to the public, or do you got to get in
open
here?
Open to the public.
Okay,
it's
open to the
talk.
Public. So come down here to the River Park Inn, 1 o'clock today, that's in about an hour, and check this seminar out, how to make your yard a birding hotspot. I think it would be well worth your time.
Yeah, but you should
Absolutely.
Come down here anyways, because there's a lot of cool stuff. There's a lot of displays, a lot of vendors. I'm actually trying to score a reusable grocery bag that comes in a little bag. I saw it at the registration table. It's pretty cool.
Oh, Fred. So, and here we are. We're talking with Keith Ashley. And Keith has got multiple titles. And what are they, Fred? Can you read Keith's handwriting?
Yeah, I can, actually. He's the coordinator of the Patent Center for Hummingbirds. He's the interim resource development director and a sharp-dressed guy.
Keith, what is the Patent Center for Hummingbirds?
The Patent Center for Hummingbirds is this amazing little place in Patagonia that has only very recently become a Tucson Audubon Center. For, I don't know, 20, 30 years, birders have been visiting the backyard there. This amazing couple, Wally and Marion Patton, moved there in 1972, started planting flowers, had hummingbirds show up. All of a sudden, birders showed up, wanted to get in the yard. Wally and Marion were like, come on in.
How big of a yard are we talking about here?
I'm talking small backyard.
Wow.
Small backyard. These people loved birds. And they loved birders. They set up seats for them, a canopy, chalkboard to keep track of the sightings. Over the years, more and more and more birders came until it became a world-famous backyard birding hotspot where you can see the violet-crowned hummingbird. Hard to find anywhere else in the United States. They're extremely close to the border there. It's a Mexican species. And their yard is just 212 species have been seen in that yard.
So the violent?
No, there's
violet,
nothing.
The color.
Well, you know, hummingbirds can be a little violent.
Yeah,
but
this one's
violet crowned.
Yeah, I had a feeder, and they would get a little aggressive sometimes.
They're very territorial.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
So, how many birds have they seen in this?
212.
Okay, but all 212 are not hummingbird species.
No. I think about 15 have been seen there in the yard at some point. And you can reliably get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, depending on the time of year.
Okay, so before everybody goes racing out there, is it by appointment or?
Nope. It is. It's free to the public. We love it if you leave a little donation for us. It's always been free to the public, and that's really important to us. That the Pattons, we're trying to preserve their legacy of access. They provided people access to birds up close. Right, you don't even have to have binoculars to see these amazing birds because they've been feeding them there for 30 years.
And they're gone.
They're gone. The Pattons passed away, and their children were determined to keep that house in the birding community. So it took a while, but in 2014, Patton supporters from all over the country brought together enough money, headed up by Tucson Audubon, the Victor Emmanuel Nature Tours and the American Bird Conservation, American Bird Conservancy had a fundraising effort and got the funds together to buy the place and then handed it over to Tucson Audubon to take care of.
Oh, that's
so that's
fabulous.
One of our newer programs.
Good for you.
You know, I'd like to, you were mentioning those really cool green tote bags that are
no,
made
that was
out of
Fred.
Recycled.
Yeah,
Fred was.
I can't tell the two of you apart.
That's
you look
crazy.
So
you need
much
glasses
alike.
Then. because earlier, Beate wondered if we were really brothers.
You know what? I'd really like to tell everybody how they can get one of those amazing tote bags.
Fire away. Yeah, absolutely.
And that is by becoming a Tucson Audubon member.
Fred, why do I feel like we just joined the ranks of PBS?
You did. You did. I thought I'd bring a little class to the show.
Oh! Okay.
By holding a membership drive.
Go ahead.
No, but seriously, I think one of the most amazing things about Tucson is our wildlife, our urban wildlife. We have so many birds, lizards, snakes, flowers, plants, everything. It's incredible. That's why you live here. If you live in Tucson and you don't love wildlife, I don't get it, because that's what we've got, and we want more and more and more people to join us in helping Tucson keep what it has.
Celebrate it. Right.
Absolutely. Have more of what it has. Have it in your backyard in abundance. When you join the Tucson Audubon Society, you get a lot more than that tote bag. But you do get that tote bag if you mention the Fred and Jeff Show.
Nice!
If you mention the Fred and Jeff Show with your $50 membership, that's the family membership, so everybody in your family becomes a Tucson Audubon member.
Just so you know, our dad is the oldest of 12, and his dad was the youngest of 8. So you're not making any money on us.
You know, that's
so.
That's
but you
all
mean
right.
Immediate family, or every Ronstadt can be a member of the Tucson Audubon Society for $50.
I mean immediate family.
There
everybody
you go.
In
okay.
Your household. Not everybody with your last name. In fact, we charge more if you have a really big family. But you know what else you get? You get a $15 gift certificate to our nature shop. We have an amazing nature shop on the corner of 5th and University.
At the Historic Y.
At the Historic Y, where we sell binoculars, every book related to birds that you could ever hope for, plush toys for all those kids in the Ronstadt family, seed feeders, hummingbird feeders. If it's about birds, we're selling it.
It's there.
It's there.
Very cool. And it's for all the native birds.
Yeah.
So
well,
if I went to, I don't know, PetSmart and bought a giant block of bird seed, is that necessarily for the native birds? Or should I come to you guys? Because
well, you should come to us.
Yeah, I don't want to be feeding pigeons.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we've got a few things. We've got quality seed, and we can also educate you about the best feeding practices for
perfect.
The birds in your backyard. I mean, that's one of the things you get when you become a member, is you join a large society of people who are trying to figure this out, right? Trying to figure out how do we best serve our local wildlife and take care of it.
Love it, Keith.
We have lots of local items in the store, including locally sourced seeds.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. That's great. Good for you guys.
And
how long has the store been open?
Ooh, that's a good question that I cannot answer. A while.
Okay. Well, since 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, now Sunday, we're not open on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
But
okay,
Monday
so you got to wait till
Saturday,
tomorrow.
Saturday, you can find 10 to 4.
Okay.
Monday to Saturday, 10 to 4. Always somebody there to help you.
Perfect.
And then we've also, if you mention the Fred and Jeff Show, we're going to give you a copy of Finding Birds in Arizona, which is an amazing book that tells you, drive to this town, go to that McDonald's, look behind the trash can, and you're going to find a bird there. And it's not like
no
that, but
way.
It does. It leads you directly to some of the most amazing birds.
So that book could be one of the best family activity books you'll ever get.
Amen, brother.
All right,
yes.
I love it.
Yeah, that's what a fantastic thing to do with your family. Go out and find wildlife that you never saw before that's right here. It's amazing. Even just the section on Tucson will take you to incredible birds. Yeah, we want people to join us. We want people to be part of our huge family.
We do too.
Audubon's
that's great.
Been around for more than 100 years, just about 120 years. It's an American tradition for people to love birds. You don't have to be a birder. You just have to enjoy birds and enjoy sharing them and seeing them and making them part of your life.
I love it. Okay, so we only got a couple minutes left. You've got some people to say thank you to.
I do.
For the how successful this event has been. Who would you like to say thank you to?
Okay, there's a lot of them. I'm going to try to make sure I catch them all. Celestron, Swarovski Optics, Rock Jumper Tours, Zeiss Optics, Top Birding Tours, Leica Sport Optics, Wings, great tour group, Opticron, the City of Tucson, Enterprise Rental Cars, the River Park Inn, of course, Special thanks to the U.S. Forest Service, Arizona State Parks, Pima County Natural
Resource Parks.
You got it. I didn't bring my reading glasses, guys. I thought this was just an interview.
Oh, that's okay.
I didn't know it was
that's
a test.
Okay. Well, we
oh,
want
man,
you to say thanks to everybody.
I'm taking those with me. You know what? The font's just too small on that last one, but they've got a great logo. But seriously, we could not do it without all of these people helping us. And again, we're a society. That's what we are, is thousands of people coming together to make something happen.
Awesome, awesome. Keith, thanks for what you do. We really appreciate it. Karen, you're still here too. Thank you so much. Bete, wherever she is, she's running around being in charge of something. Thank you for her spending a little bit of time with us. Folks, that's it. That's this week's Fred and Jeff Show. Make sure you go to the website, fredandjeff.com. We'll have links there to the Tucson Audubon Society. If you join, and we hope you do, mention our names, mention the Fred Jeff Show, and you're going to get all kinds of great swag, including that wonderful book that sounds like it'll be a family treasure in no time at all. Fred, got anything else?
Hey, let's give out a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist. The first person to call us at 520-428-5104.
All right, folks. Get out there and make it a great day. Get out there, meet some folks, and build some community, and we'll talk to you again next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show. Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now is old-fashioned love. Ain't it guitar? Yeah. Preach it, son.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Sleeping Frog Farms and Fred's Meditation Salon and Tequila Lounge.